The most important ingredient for making American culture what it was intended to be is a father in the home.
D. James Kennedy Ministries presents Truths That Transform.
Today on Truths That Transform, we take a look at the often neglected cultural cornerstone of fatherhood.
Grandma liked me dressed up as a girl, and Dad did not like me dressed up as a cowboy.
The impact of a father is enormous, and fatherhood is under attack in a nation filled with gender confusion.
Is that compassion when we are driving a generation of children into this type of delusional way of thinking?
Join us now for this Father's Day edition of Truths That Transform.
Where can we stand as the tsunami of cultural changes threatens to sweep away our rights and liberties? Find out in Here We Stand, the new hardcover book by Dr. Frank Wright, and the companion DVD, Standing for Truth, available only through D. James Kennedy Ministries. You'll hear from frontline Christians who are standing strong.
People who took their pro-choice friends to see Unplanned, and those friends walked out pro-life.
I stood up for my values and my faith, and I said that I believe marriage should be between a man and a woman.
It's those who have the courage to stand up when the bell's tolled to say, yes, here I am.
I've got my U.S. passport, and I've got a heavenly passport. And whatever happens to this country, whatever happens to me, there's a future that goes beyond this.
We are in a pivotal moment in history, and that's why Dr. Frank Wright wrote, Here We Stand, a generational call to the radical kingdom of God, to give you biblical hope for the future and provide essential truth in a culture awash in hostility towards your Christian faith. For a generous donation of $60 or more, we will send you the DVD, Standing for Truth, plus the brand new hardcover book, Here We Stand, written by Dr. Frank Wright. Contact us today and help us stand for truth and defend your freedom.
Happy Father's Day and welcome to Truths That Transform, a production of D. James Kennedy Ministries, where we are standing for truth and defending your freedom. Our culture is awash in gender confusion, and few people fully understand the danger posed by it. On today's program, you will hear the story of a woman who courageously stands for the God-given sexes of male and female after carrying the burden of her father's gender confusion as a child. And you will discover the devastating impact of the diminution of fathers in our culture. As we begin, you're about to meet a man who was seduced by our culture's persistent gender delusion and now warns others about the danger. Our own Dr. Jerry Newcomb has more.
I don't ever want to stand in front of anybody's happiness.
He didn't want to be who he was. My heart goes out to him. He's struggling.
Walt Heyer, originally from the Los Angeles area, can relate to that kind of struggle.
I always felt that I should have been a girl, and that I would get more attention, I would get more love, I would be liked better, life would be better. I thought that I was born that way.
But in reality, some bad seeds were sown in his childhood.
When my dad would take me over to grandma's house and drop me off, for whatever reason, I will never know. We started this routine where she was cross-dressing me in the old closet of the old house. And this got started. And it became a game and our secret. I was getting affirmed as a female. And I knew that when I was a female, my grandma liked me. She fussed over me. She made me a dress. I never got that kind of affirmation as a boy. I convinced my mom to get me a nice cowboy outfit. We were going to go out to a restaurant. My dad says, get that silly outfit off. And I wasn't going to change it. So we got to the restaurant, and he just spent time berating me about what I looked like. 1955, what happened that was really pivotal for me was I'd been struggling with all these feelings. And all of a sudden, the headlines, Christine Jorgensen, man, soldier becomes woman.
That I am more of a woman than I am a man.
And so then I realized, wow, you can actually change from one gender to the other. So here, all of a sudden, now I'm realizing, well, maybe I'm one of those. Maybe I'm like Christine Jorgensen, and that's what I need.
Still, Walt kept his feelings to himself.
I got married and fostered two great kids and married successfully for 17 years and eventually became an executive with a large automobile company in the United States. And I rose to pretty high achievement in that company. But by this time, I was struggling, trying to cope with my early childhood issues, coping with alcoholism and trying to work the job, be the father. Some of the ways that I sort of what I called relieved the stress of what was going on internally with me, I would go rent get a motel room, and I would cross-dress and go down into the local bars.
That was in San Francisco. Walt finally saw a leading specialist who dealt with issues of changing gender.
He said, you're suffering from gender identity disorder, gender dysphoria, and said the cure for this is to have hormone therapy, which he said, I can find you a doctor that can give you the hormones, and then gender reassignment surgery. And so I went in April of 1983 and had the surgery and changed to Laura Jensen officially. And I was working as Walt at the time, so I had a dual identity. I was happy originally.
Despite the initial euphoria, getting the sex change operation proved disastrous to Walt in the long run.
The devastation that occurred as a result of that is just beyond description. Loss of family, loss of relationship with many of the people in my family, divorce, total financial loss. I was bankrupt. I was homeless for a while.
So Walt Heyer, going through life as Laura Jensen, had found things were much worse off for him than before the sex change operation. He even tried to commit suicide, and alcoholism was consuming him. He began to see counselors, one of whom told him he just needed to say goodbye forever to Walt and hello forever to Laura. But real change came through the help of a loving church and some loving Christian people.
When I sat down with Jeff and told him about my life and what had happened, I said, you're not going to try to change me back to Walt, are you? Because I'm liking being Laura. And he says, no. He says, my job is just to love you. He said, God's job is to change you. And so he said, with that, he said, I'll just love you and the people in the church will love you until God decides that you need to be changed. I was redeemed in a prayer when the Lord came to me and reached out to me. And I knew that that was the love that I'd been trying to get all my life. I didn't get it from Grandma, who wanted to make me somebody else. Dad, who I loved but struggled with me as a cowboy, finally there was the Lord who came and says, I'm taking you, and I'm redeeming you, I'm restoring you, and you're healed.
Today, Walt Heyer writes books and counsels people all over the world on this subject, reaching out to them through his website, sexchangeregret.com.
The surgery never can address the psychological and emotional issues that transgender suffer from with their identity. It can't do it because they're depressed. You can't cure depression with cutting off body parts or adding body parts or changing a body configuration. The TV shows today, primetime content on ABC for LGBT and transgenderism is over 50% content. So we're pushing, you know, this whole thing. It's we're making it glamorous. What they don't see and what they don't understand is the horrible pain, the broken lives of my ex-wife, the broken life of my life, a broken career, I mean, there's so many things that I would have preferred to do with my life than to end up, so broken by surgical change that now here I am, the Lord's using me to bring the word out and try to help other people prevent them from suicide or an unnecessary gender reassignment surgery. That's my mission today.
As you've just seen, our cultural rebellion against God on issues as basic as male and female biology has tragic consequences. Dr. D. James Kennedy, as always, was very astute on the issues of fathers and mothers, male and female, and our culture's attempt to overthrow them all. I'm joined now by his daughter and my friend, Jennifer Kennedy Cassidy. Jennifer, on this Father's Day, your dad saw all these things very clearly, didn't he?
He sure did, Frank. And it's because he had such a deep understanding of the world around us, and he saw it through God's Word. And that enabled him to see the cause of the damage being done. Though my dad is now home with the Lord, I am so grateful for his legacy on this Father's Day. I'm so thankful he understood the need for a strong, wise father in our own home. But my dad could also see that our culture was in the process of overthrowing fatherhood as part of its rebellion against God. Though the world couched it in terms of freedom and liberation and self-fulfillment, my dad could see that it was nothing less than the destruction of the family, bringing new depths of pain and dysfunction into the world. Here's my father, Dr. D. James Kennedy, on the vital importance of fatherhood and the incredible cost we pay when fatherhood is diminished in this portion of his key message, Faithful Fathers.
Well, dads, this is your day, Father's Day. And what is the state of fatherhood in modern America today? Well, one lady put it like this. Women need a man like a fish needs a bicycle. That's what she said. That's what Gloria Steinem, one of the leading gurus of the feminist movement, said. But gentlemen, it is being discovered that you are not obsolete. In fact, you are absolutely crucial to the well-being of the family, the children, and the nation. Children that grow up in fatherless homes are much more likely to be involved in drugs, in alcohol. The evidence is that children growing up in fatherless homes are much more likely to be involved in crime. To wit, the evidence shows that 73% of adolescent murderers come from fatherless homes. Now, fatherless homes make up a minority of the homes in this country, and yet 73% of the adolescent murderers come from such homes. 80% of rapists who were evaluated as raping out of anger and rage came from father-absent homes. 90% of adolescent repeat arsonists lived without fathers. 65% of juvenile prisoners were brought up without dads. The Journal of Research in Crime and Delinquency reports that the more absent the father, the higher rates of violent crimes. Yes, gentlemen, you make a very critical difference, not only to the family, but also to the society as well. This also is true when it comes to sexual identity. It has long been known that one of the principal causes of male homosexuality is either the absence of a father or the presence of an abusive father. And so this is seen to be the cause of one of the great social problems of our day, the rise of homosexuality, the gay agenda pushing itself ever farther and farther, now working toward marriage. Furthermore, the American Psychological Association, which was pressured to take homosexuality off their list of mental disorders a quarter of a century ago, is now beginning to be pressured to take adult child sex off of its list of mental disorders as something perfectly natural. First the culture, and then the children. And they just keep on pushing. Yes, it seems that fish need bicycles, doesn't it?
As Dr. Kennedy just shared, fathers have a far greater impact than our rebellious culture wants to admit. How many of our current cultural pathologies would be greatly mitigated by the presence of active, wise fathers? Instead, the abdication of fatherhood or its overthrow from without are the orders of the day. Denise Schick experienced this painfully in her own life. Her father was drawn in by an early version of our current gender confusion, and that experience has echoed in Denise's life ever since. She recently sat down and talked with our own John Rabe.
Well, Denise, of course, transgender issues in our society are becoming more and more front and center. You have very personal experience with that issue. Tell us your story.
It was a summer day, and I was 9 years old, and washing dishes, you know, just like a normal day. But my father had walked into the house, and he said, "Denise, come outside. There's something that I want to tell you." I followed him out, and we sat behind the house on a small hill. And he turned and he looked at me in a matter of what honestly just was seconds and said, "I want to become a woman." I didn't know what I was supposed to do with this. I knew that I was a child, and I'm thinking, this is an adult problem. Why is he telling me this? Mm-hmm. At 13 and 14, I started to develop very young as a girl. And so there also was experiencing of jealousy that my father had for me just in life in general, having boyfriends, you know, just the nature that was taking place. And it caused a lot of frustration on his part. There was a lot of backlash and anger that was directed towards me. Probably the most difficult thing as a teenager was when I discovered that he was wearing my clothes. And feeling like I really had no safe place in our home, that there weren't any healthy boundaries. So it was a very difficult childhood.
Now, of course, the transgender activists among us today would take that story and would make that a problem with you, that you, 9 years old, had some sort of problem accepting who your father really is, and so you must be somehow hateful, you must be somehow intolerant. Even now you're referring to him as him, how dare you. What's your response to that movement today that wants to make you, the 9-year-old girl, there at fault in this scenario?
Yeah, they would make my father out to be the victim. Mm-hmm. And I've been told that by individuals that identify as being transgender. They will say that I have an evil and hard heart for still referring to him as my father and not the female pronouns. You know, and I say that it's really the children that are the victims here that are being left in the chaos.
What's really going on here, and where is it proper to have compassion, and where do we need to stand and say, this isn't an issue of compassion, this is an issue of basic truth?
Yeah, and with that I would say, is it really compassionate to lie to somebody about who they are? Is it showing compassion to be advertising or going along with your child because they want to have puberty blockers? You know, is it really passion to sterilize the young people that we're sterilizing with this movement? Is it showing compassion when we look at the cancers, we look at the dangers, bone density changes in somebody, all of this for their health? Is it really compassion to be able to go along with this type of chaos? And where does it end? You know, is that compassion when we are driving a generation of children into this type of delusional way of thinking?
Well, Denise, thank you for your courage, your willingness to speak out, and to do so in compassion, showing us the way to address this in a way that can be effective rather than just in a way that declares truth without love. Thank you for your stance. Thank you for being with us as always.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Denise Schick experienced the pain of the destruction of fatherhood in our culture. And on top of it, she is now regularly attacked because she stands firmly but lovingly for God's design in sex and gender. The fact is, basic biblical truth, such as God created them male and female, is a barrier to those who want to build a godless new culture. And that's why the media, academia, and even many government bureaucrats want to punish Denise Schick. And they want to punish you, too, if you don't toe the new line. How are we to live faithfully in such an environment? Well, we have produced a brand new DVD program called Standing for Truth to encourage and equip you to live out your convictions in an increasingly hostile nation. This DVD program features Abby Johnson, the subject of the recent hit film Unplanned, who once managed a Planned Parenthood facility and now helps people to come out of the abortion industry. It also features Carrie Prejean, a former Miss USA contestant who was the focus of an intense media firestorm for daring to speak in favor of traditional marriage, and much, much more. We will send you this exclusive new DVD, Standing for Truth, as our thanks for your generous donation to the ongoing work of this ministry. Simply write to us at D. James Kennedy Ministries, Box 11154, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33339, or call toll-free 877-962-7677. Or you can go online to djkm.org. And if you can give a generous donation of $60 or more, we will send you the DVD program plus my brand new hardcover book, Here We Stand, A Generational Call to the Radical Kingdom of God. I wrote this book both as a labor of love and from an obligation born of urgency. We are at a pivotal moment in the history of our culture. What can you and I do when God is purged from our public life and our culture runs headlong into irrational immorality? When Christians are pressured to remain silent? In this new book, I share a plan to see our nation and our world one for Christ. And I give you biblical hope for the future. I realize this may sound immodest on my part, but I firmly believe this book is an essential guidebook for the days in which we live. And I want you to have a copy. We will send you the new DVD program, Standing for Truth, plus my new hardcover book, Here We Stand, as our thanks for your generous donation of $60 or more. And as you donate, you will be helping us to boldly broadcast the truth on cultural controversies like this one. Who else is speaking biblical truth into our culture on such difficult topics on outlets through a national broadcast platform? Friends, let me be very candid with you again. June is the end of our fiscal year, and we are facing some critical financial shortfalls. So I ask you to please prayerfully consider giving a generous donation today to help us continue our vitally important work. Freedom is not free, and in our day, it's literally hanging in the balance. So please help us. We cannot do this without you. To make a generous donation, simply write to us at D. James Kennedy Ministries, Box 11154, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33339, or call toll-free 877-962-7677, or you can go online to djkm.org. It would have once seemed impossible, But Father's Day and Mother's Day may be going the way of the dodo bird, simply because of rampaging political correctness. Just a few years ago, during the Obama administration, the State Department decided they would no longer list a mother and father on passport applications, but rather Parent 1 and Parent 2. Sounds like a Dr. Seuss children's book. Even Hillary Clinton thought it was so absurd that the idea was eventually dropped. But just a few weeks ago, a school in Australia announced that they will no longer refer to Mother's Day. Why? Because in their view, we are not living in a binary world. Since gender is a fluid concept to these enlightened bureaucrats, they decided to call Mother's Day Acknowledgement Day. Makes you feel warm and fuzzy all over, doesn't it? Who knows what Father's Day will become? Please let me be the first to wish our Parents 1 and Parents 2 Happy Acknowledgement Day. Of course, our culture's descent into absurd things these days is all part of its rebellion against God. What begins with a revolt against God the Father manifests itself in a revolt against earthly fathers. For decades, the so-called progressive left has pursued an agenda to make fathers unnecessary and to even define them out of existence. And the societal cost has been staggering as a fatherless generation murders, aborts, and overdoses itself out of existence. Scripture tells us that enmity between children and fathers is an abomination before God. And the very last verse of the Old Testament warns us that an Elijah is coming, and he will turn the hearts of the fathers to their children, and the hearts of children to their fathers, lest I come and strike the land with a decree of utter destruction. Our culture should repent of its war on fatherhood, and we of all people should honor our fathers and mothers so that we may live long in the land the Lord our God has given us. D. James Kennedy Ministries is standing for truth and defending your freedom. Thanks for joining us for this edition of Truths That Transform. Happy Father's Day. I'm Frank Wright. We'll see you next time.
Next week on Truths That Transform.
Who is this one upon whom our hopes of heaven depend? Who is Jesus?
Jesus is the force that has created the modern world.
That's next week. Today's program is available on DVD for your gift to this ministry of any amount. Please call, write, or log on to our website today. This has been a production of D. James Kennedy Ministries.